Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Download the notes at kcm.org/notes.
Now, let's look in Luke chapter 5. Now, it came to pass when Jesus was in a certain city, a man, now full of leprosy. All the rest of them say a leper. But Luke says this man was full of leprosy. This disease had gone as far as it could go. The next step is death. He's in that stage. He's full of leprosy. Who, seeing Jesus, fell on his face and besought him, saying, Lord. Now that's a good start. Lord, if you will. What's another way of saying that? If it be your will, you can make me clean. You're too far away. If you will, you can. And he put forth his hand and he touched him. Yes, I will. Be thou clean. Now then, we just established from the mouth of Jesus, it is God's will to heal. Now, take the time. Go through Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, the book of Acts. Go through there. Read carefully and slowly. Read the different translations, particularly the Amplified, the New Living, and so forth. And look at these scriptures and notice how many times faith is brought into the equation. Your faith has made you whole. Be it done unto you as you have believed. See, you have a part to play. The woman with the issue of blood touched the hem of his garment. Her faith did what? Activated the healing power of God that was in Jesus. Jesus didn't even know she was there. He's going with Jairus, whose faith had activated him to go home with him because of what he said to him. But that activated when she said what she said and did what she did. Now, Jesus did not say to her, daughter, my anointing has made you whole. Now, Jesus said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, for he's anointed me. And we know from study that the anointing of God is the burden-removing, yoke-destroying power of God. And we know that's what happened because the scripture, well, the King James used the word virtue, but the Greek word is dunamis, which is power. Amen. Power, healing power, flowed out of him. How God anointed Jesus Christ of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and power, healing power, miracle power, forgiving power. And it flowed. But he didn't instigate it. She did. But he didn't say, my anointing power has made you whole. No, he said, your faith made you whole. Amen. Now, there's something else I'll bring up right here while I'm talking about her and talking about him and his relationship with her, the woman with the issue of blood. Oh, the woman that's now without the issue of blood. Amen. And we'll look at this maybe later this morning. If we don't, probably tonight. But I wanted you to see this. fact, let's turn over there. Mark chapter 5. I want you to put your eyes on this. This is important for right here today. Verse 34, and he said to her, daughter, your faith, wait, back up. Daughter, whose daughter is she? Now, wait a minute before you just jump out and say something. Listen to your spirit. Listen to the Holy Ghost. Somebody said it. Abraham's daughter. You remember when another woman he healed, and he said, ought not this woman be made whole, seeing she's a daughter of Abraham? See, if you're a daughter of Abraham, you're a son of Abraham, you're supposed to be healed. You're supposed to be well. It belongs to you by covenant. Well, if you're in Christ, then are you Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise? That's a big word to you and me, daughter. Say it. I'm supposed to be healed.
I'm supposed to be healed.
I'm supposed to be well all the time.
It's in my covenant.
Now, while you're at it, and I refuse to be any other way. I'm supposed to prosper.
I'm supposed to prosper.
Daughter, your faith made you whole. She said, if I may touch but his clothes, I shall be whole. Now stay with me now. Healing was only part of being whole. She had spent all she had. She had suffered many things of many physicians, was nothing bettered, but rather grew worse. It got to the place where she had no more money. The Greek word translated plague means a reoccurring sickness. It just plagues you. It just reoccurs. You think you're doing better and it comes again. This blood issue with her. Not only that, now she's been physically injured by doctors. So now she's steadily getting worse. I expect, just from what I read and the sense that you have here, you get the sense, this woman, she's not going to live long. This has been going on for 12 years. She's not going to live long. If something doesn't happen, she's going to die. And she's going to die broke, and she's going to die miserable. Now, that makes the word whole really big. Can you see that? It's because there's big issues here. So there was more on her mind than just stopping this blood issue. She needs to be healed, but she needs to be made whole. She said that with her faith. She established that before she ever got out of her room and went out there and got hold of his prayer shawl. That's the garment she was out to touch. Now notice again. Daughter, that's big, because that's referring to you, that's referring to me, as the seed of Abraham. Your faith, that's big, because we're born again people, we have faith. Your faith has made you whole. Glory to God. Immediately, her financial angels went to work. Immediately, things started changing. Immediately, things started happening around her, people and different 12-year issues here are being changed. But listen to this. Go in peace and be whole. Now that's not as big in your mind right now as it's going to be in just a few seconds. Go in peace. You know what he said to her? Shalom. Nothing missing, nothing broken. You know what else shalom means? We are one. Amen. Oh, glory to God. Can you hear what he's saying to that woman? Don't you? Glory to God. He is telling her, shalom, daughter. Now go in shalom. Hallelujah. Oh, it's shouting time in the church right now. It's shouting time in the church right now. Friend of mine in recent days has become a good friend of Glory Mine. When he was a young teenage man, about 18 years old, he was killed in a car wreck. And a big semi ran over him, and he was killed. His sister was not. And she's just screaming and praying in the spirit, and finally some help came, but Gary was dead. Well, while he was dead, of course, he went to heaven, and he spent some time there. They pronounced him dead. And he said one of the places that he went while he was there was the parts room. One of his friends that had gone on to be with the Lord a short time before that was showing him around, and he took him to the parts room. He said this place was absolutely huge. In fact, I talked to Gary about this just week before last when we were at Prayer Mountain with Billy Brim. And Gary was there, and we had discussion about this. Because you see, in that wreck, Gary Woods' voice box was crushed. Now, he was already a preacher and a singer. Amen. Well, he preaches and sings, and he still doesn't have any voice box. The maimed. And that's the reason, because I read his book, and I heard Billy talk, and I had met him a couple of times before, but this time I had a chance to kind of corner him a little bit, you know, and talk to him about some things about that. But I was very, very interested in that parts room. The situation we saw this morning, those are parts. He said when they walked in that room, he said there were just legs and arms and just ears and feet hanging everywhere. On just huge place. He said, what is this? He said, it's the parts room. And he said when people on the earth pray and use the name of Jesus, he said, angels are dispatched with new parts. And I'm sad to say that most of the time those requisitions were negated through doubt and unbelief. Because see, once you turn the switch of faith on, don't you ever say anything else. Don't you ever do or talk about anything else. No feeling makes any difference. No, I'm telling you, I don't care what anybody says to you. I don't care what happens after that. You stay with it. Praise God, you stay with it. Yeah, but what if I die? Glory to God. Yes. May I help you with that? You are gonna die. You should have known that by the time you was 4 years old. It's coming. Yes. Amen. Now, it's mostly up to you when that takes place. Because you can add length of days to your life by faith. Amen. But get the dying part off your mind. I don't want to suddenly be in the presence of God saying, I'm afraid I'm going to die. No. I want to come through the gate shouting, praise God, I told you I was healed. I told you I was healed. Hallelujah. One woman whose husband just stayed on her all the time because of her bad confession. And she said, well, I'm telling you, I'm sick. He said, no, you're not. You're healed. She said, yes, son, I'm telling you, I'm sick. And he just stayed on her all the time. And she did eventually when she got, you know, insight and revelation, when she changed it. But she just got irritated with him one day and she said, I'm going to put on my tombstone. See there, I told you I was sick. Don't make a case defending your feelings. Come on, get over that. There is so much of that going on. Satan is sowing that and pushing that and pushing that. That's what political correctness is all about. It's all about yielding to your feeling. It's all about being offended. Well, tell me that's not Satan. The scripture said, Jesus said, he's coming. The sower sows the word, but Satan's coming. Well, what's the first thing Jesus said that he does? He comes to steal the word, and the very first thing that Jesus listed was becoming offended. And he'll steal the word from you. You think he's not pushing that? You have offended me. Well, so what? You offended me. You offend me one more time, I'm going to offend you serious here in a minute. Satan just has a field day with that. Churches are full of it. But not in this house. Not in this house. Do you hear what Jesus is saying to you? Do you hear what he's got on his heart and what he has on his mind for you this morning, for those of you on BVOV Network, those of you online, those of you watching it and on television anywhere in the world, glory to God, and anybody listening to the CDs of this, praise God, do you see what Jesus has on his mind? He is saying, you and I are one, you are the seed of Abraham, you're supposed to be well, you're supposed to be healed, and I'm here, glory to God. Now you take it and you go in shalom. You go in peace. You go in wholeness. Nothing missing, nothing broken. Hallelujah.
We hope you enjoyed today's teaching from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Be sure to get the notes at kcm.org/notes. And remember, Jesus is Lord.